A pure being. How interesting it is to find a pure being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A pure being. We would all like to call ourselves a pure being. We'd all like to be a pure being. We'd all like to express ourselves in the purity of the divinity that we are. But we find ourselves long away, far away from the concept of a pure being. Now, why is it that we are so distant from the concept of a pure being? Why is it that a pure being sort of eludes us as we are walking our spiritual path? Well, the pure being eludes us as we walk our spiritual path because we're dualistic. We have a dualistic frame of consciousness. We have the frame of consciousness of walking our spiritual path and knowing how wonderful and how good and how fantastic that is. And also, we also have the problem of realizing that we are human. But I'm only human. This phrase we use only too often. If we don't say it out loud, we think it in our hearts. I'm only human. Well, if we think that we are only human, then we might as well be only human and be the best human that we can possibly be. People come to me from many religious persuasions and from many philosophical concepts, and they say, Herb, I really appreciate what you're teaching. I really appreciate the things that you say about the spiritual life and about the human attitudes of our world, and I really respect that very much. But can we really live that? Can we really be a pure being? Can we really be a spiritual master? Can we really be a revealed spiritual being? And I answer to them, no, you cannot be it, because that means you're searching for it. What is the truth is that you already are it. This is our divine reality. We are created out of the infinite, out of the cosmic consciousness, out of the allness of which we are, and as a creation of this allness, this purity, this goodness, this totality, we are the allness, goodness, purity, and totality. We are it. And the concept that we work on, and the biggest thing that we have to work on in our life, is the idea to recognize that we are it. Because once you recognize that you are it, you don't go around seeking it. You don't go around looking outside of yourself for it. You don't go around the world looking for proof that such a thing exists and that you can conceive of it for yourself. You see, a pure being is a pure being. And every being on the face of the earth, every being in the universe, every being in the allness is a pure being. Now, the purity is our observation, our attitude. If we look at a negative situation that's taking place in our life, and we call it negative, then that's okay. And because there are negatives, there are positives, there are things beneficial and non-beneficial. But the moment we say that they're bad, they're wrong, they are intolerable, unappreciable, then we are not being true to ourselves, because everything exists. And we have the opportunity to choose out of everything whatever it is that we want to enjoy in our life. We have the opportunity to draw out of whatever exists in the universe our portion, or if you will, our choice, our desire. Now, it's not that this doesn't exist. It merely is that we reveal it. Now, would you like to reveal yourself as a spiritually illumined being? Oh, what a wonderful thought. If you're going to reveal yourself as a spiritually illumined being, you will live in the concept that you are a spiritually illumined being, and you will express that in everything you do. You will be a positive spiritually illumined, revealed being. A positively spiritually revealed being. And you see, there is no human being. There is no divine being. It's just being, because the transition from human to divine is still in the human. Once you are divine in your total thinking, there's no longer thinking of human. For if you are a musician, and you are an accomplished musician, you don't think about when you were unaccomplished, when you were learning, when you were coming up. If you do, you place yourself right back in that limitation. And you remember how you used to have trouble with one key. You could always strike all the keys perfectly, but this one key just did not want to behave. It was your finger, it was your knowledge, it was your thought. What was it? Well, you thought there was one key that wouldn't behave. One finger that wouldn't behave. And you empowered it, and you empowered it, and when you go back in memory, that boom is yours again. So leave those things alone. Let the past be past. Live in the now, in the realization that you are and I am a pure being. We say these things in so many different words. People say, well, goodness, Herb, you speak on that same topic so often. You speak on that same topic with just different words, but it's always the same topic. You bet it is. It's always the same topic. We are the allness, and we are revealing ourselves as the allness right now. And the more we reveal the allness that we are right now, the more we will enjoy being the allness that we are right now. The more we hide the allness from ourselves by saying it's too good to be true or whatever we want to say, the more we are delaying the revelation of who we are. That's all. There's no more than that. You're not a bad or a good person because you do it. You're not an evil person because you're not living an absolutely spiritual, fantastic life. You are just sort of wasting your time, if you will. And it's not even that, because there is no time and there is no space. And so now is the only time there is. So why not get about the business of being who you are, being the pure being that you are, just as I am a pure being and all are a pure being. And as we get about being that pure being, wow! Life is wonderful. Yes, a pure being. That's what we are. Be ye perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. The kingdom of God is within. Man, know thyself. Know thyself. Who are we really? Who am I really? Who is this self that I'm supposed to know? Is this self I'm supposed to know my human self? My divine self? Or my allness self? If I live in the consciousness of allness, isness, and the emness and the I am, what happens? If I live in that consciousness, there is no other consciousness for me. I live in that consciousness, experience that consciousness, and enjoy that consciousness, and how great it is. I am ready for such an experience. I am ready for such a wonderment. I'm ready for such a delightful, fabulous encounter with my reality. And once I have that encounter, I better be careful, because there's no going back. Once I have that encounter, there is no otherness. Once I have the encounter, once I know the truth, I cannot not know the truth. Once I am the truth, and I recognize I am the truth, I cannot not be the truth that I recognize that I am. Yes, when we touch into there and we go and tell no one, we just live it, we just experience it, we express it in every fiber of our being, then the wonderment of being it is ours. We'll no longer search for our divine self. We'll no longer search for our purity. We'll no longer search for all those things that once were very important to us. Now we will have all those things that were very important to us. We will be them. We will express them. We won't talk about them. We won't share them. We won't outpicture them. We will be them. We will be the essence of them. It would be beyond our nature to be otherwise. And that is the great and wonderful gift that each of us has. A pure being? Could anything be more marvelous than for us to be a pure being? I say, accept it, claim it, and know it for yourself today, for I am a pure being, even as you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.